0700 hours. Seems like we were just here yesterday. Okay, that's better. Had my radio and talk around. You didn't hear me. That I did not. Oh, good morning. Ah, boy. Look at that sun. Nice blue skies. Going to be a nice one, I think. Good morning. I'm hoping we're finally done with this rain. Well, I just got a pretty darn good look to the west, and it looks like this dark band is coming, so I don't know what that is. Who knows? Boy, I'll tell you what, April showers just continuing right up, barreling through May. What's new and exciting? Anything good this weekend? I'm over it and ready for some decent weather and some dry fields to play around in, but dad duty this weekend, so not a whole lot going on. Hopefully the bands are a little more cooperative. I was on them last night doing some FT8, and they seemed a little quieter, so I know I was at least getting out into Europe and whatnot, so we'll see. Hopefully I can actually play some radio.
Roger. Yeah, I heard you, and I don't know who it was you were talking to for sure, but last night talking about CW and working POTA type stuff and all that good stuff. I was going to join in, but I was busy with something else at the time, and that would have been just a drive-by if I did, so. But yeah, you know, there's so many cool little rigs. They're super, they sip power, and they're real compact and all that. If you're just going to do CW, there's some really cool little rigs. And, they do them Summit guys, Summit on the air. Those guys, you know, that's what they do because they can't afford to carry anything more than, you know, than they have to.
It was Jason Fennick. I hadn't talked to him in a while. But that's what appeals to me is those, I think Alacraft makes the one that's like the size of a HT or even like one of those Zygu 6100s with a key. Like something like that would be awesome. Just tiny, tiny rig, set up anywhere, stand in a field and you know, bang out some CW contacts. That's the appeal to me.
Yep. Yep, that's, if you're going to be, yeah, everything's compromised. You got compromised power, compromised antennas, and, you know, compromised weight of, you know, how much you can lug into the field. So, you know, what's the one thing that just really makes all them compromises doable, and that's CW. So, yep, a good endeavor. Anyhow, I didn't want to belabor the point or anything, but I heard you guys chatting about it. I was going to jump in. Is that Jason from Mason or somebody else? I wasn't, what was the call?
Wait, were you asking me what the call was?
You said Jason. Was that Jason from Mason? And what's his call? Or what's the call, the Jason you're referring to?
I think it's KZ8JF.
Oh, okay, I don't know him then, so. But KZ8, I'm guessing JF is initials, so I'm guessing that's a vanity.
Isn't that, what's other day's last name?
KZ8J.
That one? Yeah, that guy.
Starts with an F. Hey, guys, good morning.
Yeah, that's Jason. We have the same last name, but not related that either of us know of. And it's funny, too, because we both have KV8. And he actually, I'll just leave it there, yeah. I talked with him maybe a month ago. Wild. Over to you, Sean.
Well, good morning, Dave. And that is, well, same last name. That's, I don't think your name's terribly unusual, but it's not common either. So, probably the funniest one I ever saw was, or not funniest, but there's a guy on here, and his last name is pretty unique. And AC8LT. And, yeah, he hasn't been on here in a bit. Although I did hear him chime in about a week ago, just real quick. And one of our sheriff's deputies walks in, and that's his last name. I said, oh, it must be related. And, nope, never heard of him. What? Well, maybe. But anyhow, mine is like, you know, my last name's like Smith in Ireland. So, you know, it's every Tom, Dick, and Harry's. McCarthy. Dakota.
Dave, good morning. So I don't know why I didn't think to ask you if that was a relative of some sort. I do recognize the last name.
Yeah, it's a Maltese name. So in Malta, it's definitely like Smith or Jones. They're all over the place. And it's funny because next to Old Tiger Stadium, there's a Maltese club down there. And I've only been there once to check it out, but you're guaranteed to find a lot of my names bellied up to the bar in there and sitting around chatting. Kind of cool.
Maltese. I would have never guessed that. Huh. Well, there you go. Learn something new.
I would not have guessed that either. The only people I've met that have my last name, I am undoubtedly related to. So I don't know how that works. So, good or bad.
Dakota, you're getting pretty scratchy out there. By the way, can you, I know, I think it was yesterday, the day before, you guys were talking about P25, and Sean said, yeah, let me get it set up first. But Dakota, you know, it's not too early for you to buy a, you know, one, two, three, or four of those radios, because, you know, I'll just wait for the Dakota sale and get mine on the secondhand Dakota market.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Dive into the people. I'm not ready for that kind of investment.
Yeah, Dakota, I'm only catching about 75% of what you're transmitting there. I don't know if you're in a rough spot, but it sounds like something's going on. I was just looking at Captain Don's video where the cop showed up. Did you guys see that? That was hilarious. He's in his parents' driveway trying to hit one of the satellites, and somebody called the cops on him, and they show up, and you can see them in his video. It's the best satellite QSO ever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I saw that. That was crazy. They were pretty cool about it. They didn't push them for any ID or any explanation. It really looked like it was a check to welfare. So that's what they said it was, and that's the way they treated it. So I don't know. I didn't listen very carefully. I couldn't hear what they were saying, but looks like they were like pretty cool. I think at one point he said, "You want to see my license?" They're like, "No, we don't need to see anything." So. I think that's what I gathered from that part of the video. And, you know, that indicates to me it was definitely a check the welfare thing. They're real, they're real sensitive to that with all the first day auditors and stuff going on.
He jumped on the hub after it happened and told us. He's like, I don't know who would have called. He goes, there's a couple new neighbors down the road, but like, I've been here for, you know, I'm in the driveway. But he thinks someone definitely called on him, which who calls on a guy playing radio?
Yeah, somebody posted, I think it was on Facebook, but somebody posted saying they got cops called on them too when they were in a parking lot because somebody said they thought they were stealing Wi-Fi with their the little Yagi antenna, the directional that they use. I never thought about that. Huh. Maybe I might have to try that.
Oh, I remember doing that when I was trying to get my vanity call. The day it became available at midnight, I was in some little town in somewhere in was it Illinois or Missouri? I think it was Illinois, and the hotel Wi-Fi just wouldn't work. I could not get to the FCC website. And so I was driving all over town, just, you know, I would go to Walmart and, you know, and every place I could find in this little godforsaken town. I couldn't get, a sufficient phone signal. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? And I couldn't get on the FCC website to get my application in. And I ended up doing that the next morning. And it turns out that there was something wrong with the FCC website, or it was down or something like that. But, I remember trying to steal Wi-Fi anywhere I could in this little town in Podunk, Indiana, or Illinois.
NADVF. You mean the FCC website wasn't working?
No, that can't be true. That's a horrible rumor. Don't start that. Hey guys, I'm gonna step away. I'm gonna get another cup of Joe. So I'll be listening when I get back. But clear for now. Nice chat this morning. KZAT.
Okay, Dave. Enjoy your coffee. I'm gonna be getting mine pretty soon here as well. But they were monkeyed up as usual, and that happened all. Remember when they went down for like weeks and nobody could get in at all, and it was a big mystery as to what was going on? That all happened right about that same time, so I couldn't watch my call getting processed like everybody else. Oh well, mine's up. I think Friday somebody's going to have my old call, so it's gone, no longer mine. Whose it is remains to be seen. That's there's still a lottery going for it. Three contestants.
KZ, are you H? What was your old call? I already forgot it. I don't think I'm going to change mine. I remember going through it when I was KEA-DJT, which was an assigned call. I'm going to stick with the NADVF. I don't think I'm going to go through that again. Even if I get extra, I don't think I'm going to do it. Go ahead, Anthony.
Good morning, gentlemen. Beautiful day, sun shining. On my way into work, I'll throw it over to Sean.
Good morning, Anthony. Anthony's waiting for N8AV. That'd be a great call. So I don't know when that one's coming up. So you got until then to get your extra, whenever N8AV comes up. I was looking at calls just for fun last night, just kind of seeing who's in the running for mine. One guy in West Virginia and two guys in Michigan. One's in Monroe and one's in like the Grand Rapids area, so nobody around here. I hope the guy in West Virginia don't. Well, he's an Eightlander, so I guess they could all get. Yeah, I guess they're all cool. I don't like when the outer area ones get it. And yes, I will give it before the end of this transmission, Dakota, but, it is a process, and, I'm pretty happy where I'm at. I liked my old call, you know, it was pretty good, but there were a few reasons why, you know, I had no reservations on getting a new one. Anyhow, it was WX8L, Whiskey X-Ray 8 Lima, and it wasn't a bad call. I didn't mind it. Now I remember. Yeah, I wish I would have put a little more forethought into mine. I mean, I picked it because it's my initials, right? It's an easy call. But phonetically, the DBS sometimes, if I'm hunting or activating, is kind of difficult. People have a hard time picking it up. I don't know why. But that's probably where a four-letter call or a five-letter call would come in handy, I mean. Or no, that's four-letter call. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, it would be nice to have a short call, but I don't know. It sounds like a lot of work to change it, especially you guys just saying that, so I don't know that I'd ever change mine. I guess maybe I would at some point if I, for some reason, continue through the process of getting new licenses just to show that I have it, but otherwise, mine's not that bad, I don't think. Over to you, Sean.
Okay, don't know what that was, but you're welcome to try again. Yeah, they're all good, you know. I mean, there's a couple that are you know, I had one that was bad. Of all the calls I've had one call at every step. I had a novice call, I had a tech call, tech general, I had an advanced, and then an extra, and now I had a vanity. But, only one I considered a stinker, and it was KE8WQ. It's just hard to say. And it was, what the hell, we got a fire? Something's burning up here. That looks about where the hospital is, too. Huh. See when I get up there. Either that or my dispatch center. Anyhow, yeah, I didn't like KE8WQ. That thing was just hard to say. It was a mumbly mouth call. And the very first time I got on the air with it, somebody said, oh, you know, Bob, WBAB, he gets on there and he goes, Weenie Queenie. I said, that's it.
B4CYQ.
Good morning, Joe. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to throw a little tidbit of info into the conversation briefly, if you don't mind. Everybody uses the term a cup of Joe, and I don't know if anybody realizes where that came from, but I could tell you if you want to know. KE4ZYQ.
Now you have to tell us.
Okay, back on 18th of May of 1962, all the way to the 15th of January 1948, a guy named Josephus Daniels was appointed Secretary of the Navy by President Woodrow Wilson. And among one of the reforms for the Navy, they outlawed any alcohol in any sailors' situation, ships, whatever. And the strongest drink they had was coffee. So they named it a cup of Joe in honoring of Josephus Daniels. There you go. Back to whoever gets it, KE4CYQ.
Well, I learned something today. It's time to turn around and go home.
If only it was that easy, Dakota.
Yeah, that's rather anticlimactic. I was expecting something. I was thinking something more World War II based and earlier. You know, like G.I. Joe, Cup of Joe, G.I. Joe, I don't know. I don't know. I never really gave it any thought. That seems way too late, the 60s. Huh. Ah, well. Did they fix that? Did they allow them their grog now? I don't know. I don't think so. Anywho, I am turning into my Starbucks here, so I'm going to get myself my cup of Joe. And since mine is usually espresso, we'll call it a cup of Giuseppe. Who gets it next, Dakota? Joe, do you want to add anything?
One thing, and thanks for the interjection there, just to throw a little tidbit of difference out there of the conversation. You guys have a great day. Enjoy the day. Safe travels home, and go ahead back to your usual roundtable. 7-3 to all, KE4ZYQ. It's going to be up to 70, 74 today, and no rain. Back to whoever gets it, KE4ZYQ, 7-3.
7-3, Joe. Good hearing from you. Yeah, Anthony, it would be nice, right? Oh, that's my tidbit for the day. I'm done what I needed to do. But not the case. I get to drive out to Bloomfield today.
Well, although that sounds bad, at least you're not stuck in the office on this nice day. You got that going for you.
I'm going to try to get some repeater work done. So we'll see. I got a lot done yesterday that I needed to get done, and get a little bit more done today. And I know who cares, but I want to try to get the 675 back online. It's like, yeah, big whoop. But do that, and then. And maybe focus on the new one. I don't know. Gotta work, though. So, don't know if I'm going to have any time.
I stepped on you a little bit there in the beginning. Sorry, Sean. I thought you were getting coffee. Anthony, I was just saying I'm going to make it take longer than it needs to because I don't want to be in the office. And then I think I'm going to take Friday off. And, Are they struggling without the 675, Sean? Did they miss it yet? I mean, what are they kerchunking?
How does anybody know about 675? They're just baffled why they're not hearing that noise coming back.
I think Sean and I doubled, but all I said was, how does anybody know about HT antennas without the 675 up?
You know how many people think that the radios are broken now? All right, I'm done.
Look at how many radios I'm going to fix today.
Yeah, every GMRS radio in Macomb County, they think that their radio broke overnight. Maybe the big one hit.
Nonetheless, Sean, it's a good thing you're doing for the people.
For the people.
Yeah, we all like the joke, but it is awesome that it's there, and it would be a real bummer if it wasn't. So it's fun to joke, but I'm glad it's there.
I need to put one right smack between my daughter, my son, and me. You know, just purely selfish. Something that serves our family.
I can appreciate your selfishness because it would definitely lend to additional capabilities for me. So I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, problem is my kids still wouldn't use it. They know better. Why aren't we smart?
My dilemma every time I get a radio is, do I open this thing up? And lately, the last radio I opened up was the 500. So the last few mobiles I've gotten, they've remained pure.
There's nothing wrong with that, but it does lend itself to the ability to to have a mobile if your buddies are driving up north with you and you throw them an HT and everybody can chat on GMRS. So it works out pretty well. I know I've used it a lot in situations like that where you get a bunch of people running GMRS with HTs and you can have your mobile in your car. So there's a place for it, without a doubt.
Well, you know how they always say, don't hate the playoff, hate the game? In GMRS, it's the opposite. I don't hate the game. I just hate the playoff. Dakota. So the fact that you can't get that out without laughing is hilarious. But Anthony, I agree. I know. But, you know, in that case, I've got plenty of HTs. Like, I mess with the kids. I've got some little photo FRS that we have from the camper. And then they've got some, like, bluey, you know, walkie-talkies that are on an FRS channel that I forgot which channel. But if I have to, I'll just grab one of my, like, my Kenwood's opened up, my VX6R's opened up, my ICOM ICT kind of opened up. I got enough radios. I'm just done molesting the new ones. I like keeping them the way they are because I realize I put all these channels in these radios and I open them up and then I literally never turn it on or never go over there. There were a couple times where I'd monitor 675 and just immediately turn it off.
I totally agree with that. I think my radio doesn't come off the Warren FBI ever. I think it's like the only frequency that I monitor. So I get it. It's just a lot of nonsense to have programmed into your radio. So you're not wrong.
I generally listen until I can't, you know, and just I don't want to hear it. And I turn it down. You know, and more just like in case there's anything that needs attention. But every once in a while I'll jump in there. It's pretty rare. And there's a couple of people that are still pretty decent out there. You know, you got to remember, we grabbed a few from there that have turned out to be quite good additions to the ham radio community. So, you know, they're still out there. But, boy, I'll tell you what, separating the wheat from the chaff is sometimes... Whew. And, you know, how much effort without a kid, you know, the bottom line is without a Professor Don out there to kind of do all the heavy lifting, you know, it's nobody's out there to kind of, you know, usher along any prospects. I'm certainly not going to do it. So it's a different era without Professor Don there, you know, with his fireside chats all night. Anywho. W-A-G-I-O. I do miss Professor Don, and I agree. I'm not going to go over there and persuade them to take a test and come over here. I think we cherry-picked all the good ones. I don't know. I mean, I know there's some left, but I feel like if they haven't done it at this point, they're not going to. W-A-G-I-O, go ahead.
Morning, Matt. I just caught the tail end again. I'm about 20 minutes late into the conversation, but yeah, just, you know, for me, the GMRS was a gateway drug, right? So now I'm a general and I'm working on my extra. But if not for that, I wouldn't have gotten bit by the bug. Sean, 100%. I can remember just long conversations sitting upstairs in our den, in my shack, I guess. It's sort of a quasi-shack, but... talking to Don about antenna theory and stuff, and man, those were that's really where it got me started. So I do miss that cat. He's a good people.
Hey guys, I'm pulling into the office. I will catch up with everyone either this afternoon or tomorrow. The K8RUH, and I will listen out and have a great day.
Okay, Anthony, we'll catch you later, and same here. Who the heck's that? Parked in my spot. Oh, okay. That's the gal from emergency management bringing over. All right. Anyhow, good morning, Ben. Yeah, you know, that was a good thing, you know, with him out there, and, you know, the ones that, you know, got interested would chat with him for hours, and about all sorts of stuff. He wasn't afraid to talk about anything, and they'd come along and, you know, join the party here. And, you know, they're still out there. There's still a few of them. I just don't have it. I can't be the one. It's not my thing. But good morning, and unfortunately, like you point out, you're just getting on when I'm just parking. I pulled up here, and I got to get inside now. Send it over to Dakota, I think, then sends it over to Ben. Anthony, take care. W8FU.
Sean, Anthony, have a good day. Maybe I'll catch you guys later when I'm out and about or this afternoon. And, Ben, that's, I was opposite, so I met Sean and Professor Don after I got my, what is that called? Technician Jesus. So I started on the amateur side first. I didn't even know about GMRS until I was an amateur. So, I think him and Cap 8 Oscar were the ones that kind of persuaded me to get the GMRS, like, just get the license. So I did, and I hung out there for a bit, met some cool people, and a lot of those cool people came over here, and then since that happened, there's not been much of a desire to go back, but I'm sure there's still a few over there that are worth trying to persuade. But as the others have said, I too am in my parking spot. I got to jump in here and get going, so maybe one of these mornings we'll catch you a little bit earlier. If not, I'll talk to you later. Have a good day. NACBS.
All right, man. You guys all have a great day, and I'll try and get my ass out of bed earlier next time. Talk to you guys soon. Have a super day. Whiskey 8 Golf, Indy Oscar, Cliff. Good morning. You got my phone number, don't you?
Yes.
All right. Give me a call when you get a chance. No rush. I'm in the middle of something anyhow.
All right. When I get to Pontiac, I'll give you a jingle. Don't want to upset any of the boys in blue by having a device in my hand.
Okay, sounds like a wiener. All right, I got to get back to what I'm doing here. W8FU.
WFSM Mobile, Grambling. Escaped again? I know, right? It's like, okay, woohoo, off to the club. Gotta get your techno on. I gotta go to both. So. I'm gonna go to Metamora first and then head over to Oxford because Oxford's gonna take longer. I'm not just activating bar carts. Oh no, no. We're gonna run some cafes.
I mean, yeah, you gotta make sure the bar works, right?
Well, originally, we only had two bar carts at both locations, or both clubs, so I have been waiting 3 weeks for the Clovers to come in. I've only had the demo one at each course, So I've only been able to have one bar part, you know, not doing manual transactions. And finally they arrived yesterday. I ordered six more. So I've got to activate them, get them on AT&T, put the software in them, because we actually have three carts at Oxford, or we're going to have three carts at Oxford running, and then the two at Metamora. Oh my God, ladies, it's a roundabout. Don't stop.
You know, this is America. They don't know how to use roundabouts.
I enjoy the roundabout. At first, I thought it was stupid, but you know what? Now that I know how to use it properly, it's awesome.
Yeah, it has its place. It seems to help in a lot of situations, but there's times where it just gets crazy. Like, Baldwin Road, now you've got one every 100 feet.
Wow, it's better than those four-ways. Like, if you go up, up on the east side, though, there's still four-way, there are four-way stops every mile. It's like, no. Put the roundabouts in there. Down in Macomb, they got those two, they got two laners where you got two lanes that circle around and around, and some of them, like, ooh, man.
Yeah, that's kind of the time and place kind of deal, where if you get too much traffic, it doesn't make sense. And like that one at 18 and a half in Van Nuys, a death trap.
Yeah, especially if people don't know how to drive in them, which I get. It's like 50-50 around here. I mean, yes, I know I'm through it a lot because I live here, but yeah. And some people look at you weird when you just blow right in. I'm like, well, yeah, I have a yield, not a stop. And if they stop and you lay on the horn, they're like, what? And I'm like, there's nobody else in the thing. It's not a stop, it's a yield.
Yeah, when 18 and Van Dyke, you just get people that don't follow the way the lanes are supposed to go, and, you know, they'll just, instead of going around the circle like they're supposed to, they'll just go straight and cut you off, and yeah, it's too much traffic on that one for where it's at. Just, you know, they're fine for low traffic and, you know, just where they don't, kind of situations where you would have a four-way stop, but not a stoplight, you know.
Like a happy medium, yeah.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, he ain't making it.
And it's because I was on an HT. What's going on, guys?
Yeah, that was better. So it sounds like they let Fred out of the cave.
Yeah, I thought I heard him on there. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. Yeah. I trimmed my beard. I showered. I put a fresh polo on and actual pants and socks. You know, so I looked appropriate going to the club. You know, we got a dress code and everything. I can't just show up, you know, like I'm off the street.
That's why I'm glad I wear a uniform. Same work pants, they don't get dirty. Jeans and shirt, that's about it. Deodorant and the regular stuff.
Could I ask him to pass the gray coupon?
Actually, I'm going to have lunch at, yeah, I'm not going to have lunch at Metamora, but I'm going to have lunch at Oxford. I'm having lunch with
control shop guy and I are going to have lunch with that. I told him, I said, hey, I've been to Oxford about lunchtime. He goes, oh, we'll do lunch. So we're going to go down and have lunch. I will have them pass the Grey Poupon. Pay $20 for a burger or whatever it is. Well, actually, I don't pay. I just, you know, employee discount. I'm just going to manage your voices.
All right, I'll let you guys get back to chit-chat. I just got done installing a reader and a call station. I got to go inside and wire it up in the module. So I'll catch you guys on the flip. 73 both GCKGO.
7, and it's nice when you can, you know, comp yourself for your meal.
I'm going down the hole here. Hold on. Yeah, I'm, you know, I can... Bring it up. I'm testing the app. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I got to test the Clover out. Manager override.
Put on the owner's tab.
I can assign it to any, you know, instead of using my membership number, I can assign it to, you know, I know the owner's number, so just look it up and go, oh, it's on your tab. They get 50% off, so... No, but I will probably take the terminal, one of them with me, and will order me to that, because I want to test using it table side instead of in the bar cart menu. I started designing you can either select, when you log on to the terminal, you can select either beverage cart, tent, pool, or what restaurant you're at. And the terminal is kind of like over like a handheld credit card terminal looking thing. It's got like a nice big screen on it, but like 6-inch or 7-inch screen on it. But you get too many I don't like how it lays the IP. You get too many icons on there trying to get the pain, I think, from a restaurant standpoint. You know, from a beverage card or one off in the tent, you know, like they got 4 buttons, 5 buttons, it's one thing. Bar cart girl, you know, they only have one page that they can scroll up and down. That's pretty handy. Putting the full menu on there, like at the table side, is not... I don't like how it looks on my demo.
Is that like your waiter would have that and just order right there, or they can, like, customers push buttons and get their food?
No, it's for the staff. So, like, right now, there's terminals at, you got two terminals, you know, up at the behind the bars at the restaurant, they both restaurants. They basically, you know, they traditionally take the order, and then they go and eat in, and then push tickets back to the thing. The idea with these is they can, their little handheld devices, which look really great for small menu items, but with the bar cart, you know, you're not worrying about 50 different menu items like you are at the restaurant, or special instructions like typing those in and those, you know. Whereas on the full-size, you know, screen, you know, 24-inch terminals that are behind the bar, you know, that's a lot easier to work on for full menus, you know, grabbing categories, appetizers, and drinks, and burgers, or, you know, all those are broken by tap. It's a lot easier to do that on a 24-inch touchscreen than a 6-inch screen, I feel, but yeah, I was told to order one. I want to keep one in each restaurant like that, so.
Yeah, I've been to a few places where the wait staff has like a tablet that they're putting in your order, and it always kind of seemed like they were distracted instead of paying attention to you, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, like, down by the pool, we've got a terminal. I put my one in the little handheld terminal by the pool instead of having a full touchscreen computer down there. Because it's just snacks and drinks, because it's all that's down there. So that makes sense, you know, one page for the pool with the 10 items they serve. That's easy to tap. And then, like the tent, I'm putting one in the tent. So when we do events, they could have, if they don't have a, you know, open bar, it's a cash bar, you know, you might have 10 beer, 10 wine, 10 shots, you know, there's only going to be 6 items, and you can put them on a single page, so the terminal can, boom, tap it, you see all the items right on one 7-inch, 6-inch screen, displays all the items. Great for that, but full menu, I do not like how it looks full menu, and I think the staff will say the same thing, so not sure how. I think what it will get used for more is if someone's paying without their membership ID, you know, like regular credit card, because the terminal has the chip reader in it. So instead of taking the card from the customer, going up to the bar to cash them out, they can cash out right from the table, which I think is probably what it'll get used mostly for. Opening up the tab and doing the chip read right there. Because we get, when you do the chip read, you get a better rate for percentages.
Yeah, like those, that's how, like, every restaurant in Canada is. They don't, like, they don't take your card back. They bring the machine right up to the table and scan your card, and you go in there, put your tip in and everything, and just get the receipt. It's a lot nicer that way.
Yep, but at least in the restaurant, these are what I'm going to probably use them more for. Is closing out tabs that are not members. Like, if you're a member, you have your member card. You know, the rest, they just type the name in and put it to your, you know, to the charging privileges. But, you know, we do things where you got to run a credit card. You know, so doing the chip and thing right there, portable, that's going to be the kicker. Then they can put the chip in right there, they can sign, boom, done. Sign with his little finger.
Yep, that sounds like that'd probably be the use case there.
Yep, and since the terminals are the ones that are not in the bar cart, I'm not putting LTE on. I'm just going to leave them on the Wi-Fi. It has a camera. These devices have a camera. So you can, it'll scan barcode, so there's like a front page. Boom, boom, scan in, but, you know, oh, you want this? Boom, 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 point the scanner at it, and it rings, adds the items right into the receipt. So that's pretty slick, too, on these for those types of things. But I don't think we're going to use them much in the pro shop like that. Usually, if we're doing pro shop stuff, they're bringing it up to the counter.
The front-facing camera takes a shot of you every time you scan a card so you can see if people are stealing cards?
No, it doesn't do that. It's faces like the, if you're holding the device looking at the screen, the camera's pointed forward like you're like a scanner gun.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that would be kind of a neat idea to put a front facing on there, so, you know, and somebody's car gets stolen, like a security camera, get a shot of them.
Oh, yeah. That'd be kind of nice, too. Most of that, though, we have cameras on site, so. But there's also, like, a little printer in there, so you can actually print a receipt right from the device, too.
Yeah. Looks like I got a meeting here, so I'm going to say 7-3, so you'll be fine.
Have fun. Coming into Hadley. WFSF.
NABDF.
What's going on, Bubba?
Jingo. Just leaving the boss man's house. I heard you over on 2-6, but I'm in Bloomfield, so I had to hurry up, put Phil's machine in here.
Is it back up and operational now?
Yes, it is. That's what I'm on right now. Need to bring my SD card in and change the channel list, but it's working.
Sounds as beautiful as you look, sir.
Yeah, let me get out of this little crater I'm in. I'm just making sure I locked up everything at my boss's house before I take off. All right, is this any better?
Yeah, you sound very good. I say 5-9, whatever that means, but I hear it a lot.
Oh, you're not an HF guy.
That's why it's KCD.
One through five is how copyable you are, how clear, and then I think it's 1 through 9 is the signal strength.
And you're definitely a 5-9.
That's what I strive for.
Are you done for the day, or since you're with the boss, I guess that means that it's a play date.
No, he's not home. I wanted to knock this out while he's out of town, and it was actually to get another Comcast circuit put in, but that's a whole other can of worms I'm working with right now, because the way I need to get it installed is not how the area for Comcast is set up, so I've been going back and forth with them, and I just kicked it back to their engineering team and said, this is not going to work, figure it out.
Yeah, I just got done doing 3 hours in Pontiac on a gate reader and an intercom call box. And I'm like, why isn't the gate open when I badge the card? I'm like, wait a minute, is that cable still in there, the one that's coming from underground? And the kid that I was working with, he goes, oh, I can't see it anymore. I'm like, great. Try pushing it back up. Didn't work. So pretty much up the creek on that one, so now I got to get 95 feet of fish tape and some direct burial tube conductor so I can pull a new cable through and then do a little bit more magic.
Sounds like a good time. I just switched over to Warren. How do I sound here?
Does the word kick mean anything?
Well, my signal meter deceived me then.
You're pushing out, but there's a lot of crackling, you know, so I'm saying that maybe you're dragging your antenna through the mud.
It is a wreck. It is not dragging, so just doesn't like Warren from where I'm at, that's all.
Yeah, no, I get kind of bad right out there, too, right in that area also. Was it Rochester when I talked to you, and I'm on Clarkston, Stone Creek Road. Right when I get those dips, I drop it to the mud, but then I come up on the hill, and then I can hit the tower a little bit better.
The next time you run that route, you should try it out on the 442-500 machine, PL-1072.
I tried it the other day. I didn't realize that there were issues with it, but I used to try to hit the
Telegraph here. What? There's like no food out here.
Yeah, Walnut Lake.
Hickory Grove.
Okay, that's 19.5 miles between Walnut Lake and Square Lake. I think there's a little Denny's Parthenon, or there's a restaurant right there. It used to be a Denny's, I think. And they're not too bad.
I'm heading east right now, so worst case scenario, I can wait till I get to Hall Road, and then I'll sit down and treat myself to a nice, peaceful, quiet lunch.
On Uptake and South Boulevard, there is a little Chinese restaurant that's pretty good. Usually have some lunch specials for like $6 if you like Chinese. And then further up on the Uptake by my office, you got Subway and KFC, Taco Bell, you know, the usual stomach busters.
You're speaking my language when you say Chinese, but I started my intermittent fasting today, and I really don't want to ruin 8 hours of, or 12 hours of not eating to eat Chinese food.
Oh, I hear you on that one. You got a test coming up, and you can't eat for like ever. You have to eat light.
Yeah, give me a second. I'm in a hole. Well, good luck, and I'll catch you later.
KCHTKO.
And 1KRD mobile.
W8FU.
W8FU. W8FU, NHLY. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Oh, 620, even waiting for my shift to start. Sitting here waiting outside until they open the doors.
Look at all this free time they've been getting from you. Instead, they got the doors blocked. Tisk, tisk.
Nah, it's a security thing. Since I'm only a contractor, they don't give me a badge to unlock the door, so... It'll be open in 10 minutes, so they'll unlock it. It just starts at 4, and they want us all there by then. No big deal. Nice day outside, sitting here with the windows open.
I know last I heard you were doing something, was it by some railroad tracks down in the city? Not sure. Whereabouts you at now?
At the moment, I'm 14 mile a mile, but I'm waiting for, I got a job as an evaluation driver. And what I was doing by the tracks, I was a security guard at a construction site, not that far from, there's several different railroads that come into Detroit from the southwest side, CSX, Norfolk Southern, Grand Trunk, all those things. Sitting down there, I listen to them at night sometimes.
Roger. Well, I'll tell you what, anybody northbound on Van Dyke, from around 13 mile plus or give or take, avoid it like the plague. I don't know what the heck's going on, but, construction. They're shutting it all down.
Well, I just crossed Van Dyke at 14 mile, on 14 mile a few minutes ago, and I didn't notice anything, but that was then, this is now, obviously. That'll be good to know because depending on whatever route we're assigned to, some of us have to go north on 13 on Van Dyke from 13. So, you know, maybe I'll mention it during the briefing and let everybody know, hey, watch out for construction.
Yeah, it looked like about maybe a quarter mile north of 13, they were pinching it down the one lane, so it might have, you know, very well been opened back up by the time it got up to 14. But it's causing quite a mess down around 13 and all the way down to 12 and, you know, down, I don't know how far down it's going, but man, it was a real bottleneck right there at 13 Mile Road. Cars were stuck out in the intersection, whatnot. So maybe just localized, but still, you gotta hit that intersection or go through there on Van Dyke. Probably worth avoiding. Other than that, nice day. On my way home right now. I got some few odds and ends and chores I got to do. I got to make one stop on my way home. Got to pick up a script for Mama or two. I'm not sure. So we did some changes to our prescription policy. Nothing serious. Just we changed, you know, where we can get 90 days scripts from. And I save money if I go 90 days.
So I'm scurrying around trying to figure out how to save the money, baby.
Yeah, I'm in a similar situation. The Medicare in Surf Fan I have, they say they have a list of pharmacies that you can go to. A couple of them around here, the rest of them are out of state because everything is some national plan. And they don't force you to do it. You can go wherever you want, but if you go to the people on their list, you get a little better deal. And you know, in most cases, I get 90-day supply without trouble, without thinking about it. It works pretty good for me. Years ago, when my wife was alive, we used to get prescriptions mail order for maintenance, what they call maintenance medications. And that was the same thing, was a mail order, 90-day supplies, and they charge you, you get three for the price of 2 months' worth or something like that, until they started changing the formulary. And stuff either wasn't there or got expensive as heck. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm facing now. 90 days, we get 90 days for the price of 60. So you get 1 month free, so you don't have to pay that copay. And then they just recently put out a thing and said you can only go to Walgreens or some online pharmacy. I forget the name of it. Just recently, Walgreens told me they will not fill the particular prescription I need filled for 90 days, the one that I have the biggest copay on. They will not fill that one 90 days. So I can only go to Walgreens, but Walgreens won't fill it for 90. So I'm like, you're costing me money, man. So I don't know. It's a hard drug to get. Everybody's trying to get it, even people that don't need it. So, but it regulates my sugar really, really well. So I don't like missing it. But anyhow, I'd like to get that third month free. I mean, in the worst case scenario, we don't have that bad of a copay, you know, truth be told. So, you know, I'm kind of like going after, you know, $25. But still, if I don't have to pay it, why should I?
Well, yeah, I agree. $25 copay. And, you know, you do that 10 times a year, that's $250. So, you know, it adds up. We had a similar situation, like I said, before Kathy died. We were dealing with a mail order place because she was taking a whole bunch of different prescriptions. We were able to work on her situation, and we were able to get her off a couple of the more expensive ones, which helped a lot. As far as I'm concerned, they keep changing the rules. I got a prescription earlier the first part of this year. Well, it's not covered, but we'll get it for you this time. But in the future, you have to, you know, get a different something or all that. And, you know, okay, fine. I just tell them I can't get it anymore. And they're going to either have to make the insurance company pay for it or give me something that is equivalent. And there's no generic for it, I don't think. Go ahead.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I consider us very lucky. We've got very good insurance, and it covers pretty much everything. So, but, you know, like I said, the biggest thing I'm mad about is we used to be Rite Aid people, and Rite Aid knew us, and they had our stuff there. If it was stuff that was hard to get, they'd order it in advance, and, you know, and then because they knew it was hard to get, it would take a long time, and they always had our stuff. And here, they made a switch. Well, they didn't make a switch anywhere. They automatically switched us over to Walgreens. And Walgreens is a mess. They're so mismanaged. They're understaffed. You know, nobody there knows anything about anything. And, you know, I don't have any faith anybody there will ever know us. And, you know, to do that. They did tell me, say, well, you can order it without prescription, you know, and then we'll have it listed and you're going to pay the full price, you know, and then by the time it comes in, you know, you can put it on your insurance. And like, well, that's kind of daring, you know, and especially for the ones that you got to pick up within a certain amount of time. I don't know. I'm not happy with them. I'm going to switch to somebody else or get this online provider. Anyhow, I am next up at the window. I went to the drive-thru, so I'm going to cut you loose here, and I'll be back in just a few minutes. W8FU after yours.
Okay.
this might be a simple yes or no, but I went online and found a video about updating the All-Star, and the guy that did the video said I should get a Pi-Star 5. I got a 3-something. I'm wondering if that 3 is going to work, if I'm going to have to get the 5, and maybe you can give me a yes or no on that.
Well, I'm guessing you want to switch to All-Star 3. And but regardless whether you stay with HamVoIP or whether you go to All-Star 3, which I recommend, there you don't need anything. You could do it on a Pi Zero 2W. 3 is fine, 4 is fine. I wouldn't recommend a 5 at all. Whoever's telling you that is doesn't know what the hell they're talking about. Unnecessary heat, unnecessary draw, current draw, completely overkill to the extreme. Even a 4 is really overkill. So you don't need anything new.
Okay, appreciate that. I ordered this small little UHF device from the same company that made that board that I bought to do the DMR thing that you helped me with. So I'm not going to use those Olincos anymore. They're, both of them have got something screwed with them. I don't know if they've got reprogrammed or something went wrong with them, but both of them I got. There's a smear and a 220, and they both don't work. Go ahead and get your whatever in line, and I'll talk to you soon, because I'm going to be going in pretty soon myself. So WFQ, I will talk to you later. And it's HMI-73.
All right, let's pick it up, because they were just talking to me, and I missed most of that. Anyhow, you get my scripts. Either catch you in a little bit or catch you later. W8FU.
Now, they're getting ready to open the door, so I got to go in anyway, so I'll talk to you later. And W8FU, appreciate the information. And HL1.
W, Dennis. Give me a few to clear the pharmacy here, Nick. W8NSC from W8FU.
Snowfall and get down the Hall Road, it was always
crapshoot either way. It seemed like no matter what I did, it was hitting the parking lot.
Yeah, there is no easy way to get around. I avoid Hull Road like a plague since I don't live down that way anymore. I choose not to go that way, so I usually head up through Auburn Hills, Rochester, get into Romeo, and go down that way. It's so much easier, so much faster.
Yeah, I've always hated the Hull Road, and it was dumb enough to buy a house where the only way in and out of the neighborhood was off the Hull Road. I was kind of forced to take it, and yeah, just never, there's no good way. Like, once you get off M-59, you end up on roads that aren't designed for that sort of throughput, so you're sitting through 10 cycles of the light before you finally get through the intersection and everything. On the manufacturing side of things, so
She had a meeting in the tech center, and they didn't put her in the visitor system, so I popped her in there once. We were still married. Got her in when I forgot to do that. That's about the most I had.
CF8DOT. N8KBB.
W4XED, this is W3LNS.
W8LNS, W4XED.
Hey there, how far are you from home?
I'd say maybe about 12 minutes, maybe 12 and a half.
Oh, I've got to get that half minute in there. Okay.
You know me, I like to be precise.
Yep, Mr. Specific. Hey, I mowed the lawn, and I hit a lot of water, so did my best. Don't yell.
Noted. Okay. I got everything on the list except for the onion rings. They didn't have any of those.
Sounds good. I have mac and cheese in the oven. Eggs.
Okay. I'll see you in a little bit. 88.
Sounds good. 88. W3LNS out.
W4XED, standing by.
N8BBS.
Yeah, I'm back home. Got home last night.
Okay, I'm back.
So is,
you go Saturday.
W8EAP. KS8DRC, W8EAP.
KS8WQ, Kilo, Echo 8, Romeo, Bravo, Quebec, 69 for radio check, over.
N1KRG.
GPO Mobile.
NHKPP. KE8WUO.
N1KRD.
Okay.